Hello, this is John Curtis, and you're listening to the Beat 2 Football Podcast.
Hello and welcome to the V2 Football Podcast. I'm Chris Lappin. I'm delighted to be joined on the line by Dave Morley. How are you doing this evening, Dave?
I'm okay, Chris, thank you.
How were you spotted?
I was a youngster playing for St. Helens Town. I think quite a few of the scouts come to the games.
Yeah.
Watching the town games and then obviously through your weekend football in the Sunday League. I played a lot every week, from City to Everton to Liverpool.
Mm. So how did you end up signing for Man City?
Well, I've been to a few clubs as a schoolboy. I was at Wigan. I got invited down to Everton and Liverpool. Steve Alway used to come round the house, came with Dad on a weekend to get me to go to Liverpool. So I went up there for a week.
Yeah.
Tried that. And then one of the scouts that used to come to one of the games, Eric Milando, to City, asked me down there. And as soon as I went there, I just fell in love with the place straight away.
Well, City have always had a reputation for bringing through the youth players. Was that a part of your decision to go there, that you thought you might break into the first team?
Well, I think the club did try to bring them through. It was just a case of I got on with the lads straight away. And
yeah.
I felt settled straight away. And, you know, don't get me wrong, they all look after you, but you felt like you were looked after, and that was where you felt most comfortable, really.
Yeah, so you made 20 starts for the club's reserve team in 96-97 before breaking into the first team. How did you find the step up from reserve team football to Football League?
Well, to be fair, it was new to me. I mean, you're playing reserve football and you're coasting to it, or it's slow, or, you know, it's, and then you step up to the first team because you've got a bunch of players around you.
Yeah.
And good players, you feel comfortable.
Yeah, and you made the goal scoring debut against Bury. That must have been the greatest feeling in the world, scoring on your debut.
Yeah, it's brilliant. I mean, you get told that you're going to be starting. And obviously, you're going to play against the best players. Playing live on Sky Sports on a Friday night, and you're thinking, does that score? Did I get a goal?
Yeah.
You know,
I ended up equalising
later on.
Yeah, so we've had a listener's question sent in. Alison Rahman asks, what do you think of Pep Guardiola taking over next season?
I think it'd be brilliant for the club. I mean, they want to go places. They've got the money to bring in whoever they want him to.
Yeah.
And I think he's the type of coach that could, you know, get them to the Champions League.
Yeah, and as I said, do you think his style will be a success in Premier League? Or? So after City, he moved on to Southend United. What prompted the move?
Well, John Roll came into the football club during the summer.
Yeah.
And at the time, we'd had that many managers, we had that many pros. I think it was something like 55 professionals we had at the football club
Wow.
at the time. It's incredible, really. Joe, to be fair to Joe, he said to me, we've had a few clubs interested in you, your fourth choice centre-half. You've got a 3-year contract here, but we'll let you talk to other clubs. And fair play, I went and talked to Southend, they put in a bid for me, and at the end of the day, when somebody tells you you can go and talk to another football club,
yeah,
I've not long since signed a new contract at City, but when you get that little, you know, you don't feel wanted, I just wanted to play football at the time, they came in with an offer, I went down to speak with them, with my agent, and it just went from there, really. Alvin Martin, as soon as I met the guy, he was good friends with Ian Bishop at the time, and obviously Ian Bishop was playing in the reserves with me at City. He must have mentioned him to Alvin. He'd come watching a few of the games, and he just, you know, I just thought, why not?
Yeah, we interviewed Ian Bishop a couple of years ago. He's an amazing chat. It's one of them people you... Yeah, you ask him a question, he's still talking 10 minutes later, and you're crossing questions off, and he's answered that.
Yeah, he's top man,
bitch. Yeah. Alright, so what are your favourite memories of being at Roots Hall?
To be honest, I enjoyed... When, obviously, Alvin Martin got the sack and Alan Little took over.
Yeah.
And we was having a great run. I think we was up to third in the league. We brought a lot of lads from the North End, and we were doing well, and we was enjoying it. We weren't quite getting there at the time, but I enjoyed the football club, the ground itself, everything about it really, because it was different and something that took me out of my comfort zone.
Yeah.
At that age, moving down south, it's a big step, and I enjoyed the 3 years I had there.
Yeah, so then you had some spells at Carlisle and Doncaster Rovers before moving to Macclesfield Town. Paul Ince joined the club as player manager in 06. What was he like to work under?
Brilliant. He was absolutely brilliant. He's one of the best. To be fair, for a short spell,
yeah. He's
one of the best managers I've ever worked under. And it weren't just for who he was, what he'd done. It was how he came across and how competitive he made training.
Yeah.
To take into games. And it brought the best out of everyone, because everyone was pushing themselves then. You couldn't even pull out of the tackling training. He'd let you know if you did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I enjoyed it with Paul Ince. Although he was very serious and competitive, he made things fun.
Yeah.
And he did things the right way.
Yeah, so the club kind of did a minor miracle that year, staying up. I think you were 7 points adrift at some point.
Yeah, it was when he took over. I think it might have been a bit more than that. And I think by the time the end of the season come on fall, it could have been top four.
Yeah.
So the points that we gained, yeah.
So you captained the side in the 2007 FA Cup against Chelsea at Stamford Bridge. Is that a career highlight? Despite the result?
Yeah, one of them. Yeah, it's one of them. Obviously playing at Stamford Bridge with the lads, apart from the result of going in the goal and picking the ball out the back of the net, it was a great experience. And what everyone wants to do down in one of the big stadiums and the FA Cup. It was one of them, but I think there's quite a few others that are a bit more of a memory than playing at Stamford Bridge, really.
So you spent the last 5 or so years of your career in Wales. How did you find the standard football moving from?
Well, the standard was very good. I think the top clubs in the Welsh League could hold their own in the League Two.
Yeah.
If there was professional, you look at TNS and they win it near enough every year, apart the exception of when Bengal won it. But the top clubs, I think, could hold their own.
Yeah, we've had another. Sorry,
Chris.
Sorry, we've had another listener's question sent in. Dave James asked, do you think it would help the Welsh game if the Welsh Premier League was integrated into the English pyramid?
I think it could help them. I think it's just, obviously, money-wise and the fan base, it's just not quite big enough to, obviously, you'd need some big backers in the football clubs to support that if they went full-time.
So you're 38 now. Are you planning to get into coaching? Anything?
Sorry. So what was that, Chris?
So I read that you're 38 now. So you're planning to get into coaching since your retirement?
Well, I have been asked on a number of occasions. Really, it's not something I'm looking for at the minute.
No.
Obviously, with work and things like that, I'm quite busy at work and I'm quite enjoying spending time with the family. Really. I've spent all my life travelling up and down the country on a coach on a Friday and playing on a Saturday and things like that. And when you get the time to spend the time with the family, it makes a big difference.
Is that something you need to get used to? Trying to find something that's...
Do you think you need to... It's crazy, really, because you do that all your life.
Yeah.
Play football all your life and you've got a set routine where you have to be at set places at a certain time and then obviously you stop playing and then you think, what am I doing on Saturday?
Yeah, so
when am I training? Or you've got nobody telling you what to do, really.
So is it good advice to younger players to try and find a life away from football? So they've got something to do.
To be totally honest, it's a short career and if you can make it to the top,
yeah,
then you're set for life. Whereas living, but it's not going to look after you for the rest of your life. You've got to have that education behind you to back you up for the future.
All right, so I've really enjoyed speaking here today. I'd love to have you on again in the future.